Hello, this is Jane from Blog Talk Radio. The name of our show is Political Gravity with Jane, John, Don, and Albert. Albert is holding. I am going to bring him in a minute. The topic is, why is it government's responsibility to instruct you on how to live your life? And if they support your life financially in any way, such as welfare, do they have the right to determine future outcomes? I'm playing 1 minute of a song, and then I'm going to get back to you in 1 minute. Here we go. So the premise of this show is this, and I'll lay it out for you this way. So let's say you've lived your entire life as a suburbanite, and you discover between the ages of 18 and 25, you accidentally get pregnant in college. Your church tells you not to abort the child, and yet you cannot afford the child, and you don't want to give it up for adoption. So you decide to keep it and go into poverty. Now, backtrack 20 years, that was possible. Now it's not possible because when I had a child at age 37 in 1998, I had to sign a paper in California when my son was 3 years old that said, I will not have any other children, and if I do, the government won't support it. Other problems that exist is the church thinks it's their right to press on people. First of all, I can see the legal standpoint of people not wanting gay marriage, but possibly a civil union. But the fact of the matter is if it's a gay marriage and people want a gay marriage, and it passes as a law, then as a county clerk, you should not refuse to sign the marriage certificate if that's your job to issue marriage certificates. So it's pretty much an open topic tonight. This is something John would be interested in, but since we live in a country where church and state are separated, how long will people go before the norms get turn into upheaval, such as the advancement of gay rights in the last 30 years, and people will be upset and wish things go back to the way they were. So with that, I'll bring Albert in. Good evening, Albert. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, I got to go in 15 minutes.
Really?
I'm 15 minutes. I got to go. But I heard you bring up the topic. And, you know,
well,
I don't think
you can comment on what you want. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll talk about the topic you mentioned about, like, abortion. I mean, of course, the Democrats are, you know, pro-choice, and the Republicans are pro-life, you know.
Right.
And you see that in all the Republicans, the way they talk, and the Democrats and the other things say. But there's always a debate about it. But I never seen any, and I'm talking about everyone. I'm talking about Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Chris Christie. All the runner-ups, right? All of them. Even Joe Stein and Gary Johnson and et cetera. This goes on. But anyways, okay. They're always one or the other, right? Right? Pro-choice or pro-life, right? But there's nobody like in between. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you still hear me? Hello?
There's a choir in heaven waiting just for you. Yeah. And why would you stay down here when there's so much there for you?
And Albert, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, you know, I think there's something wrong with my phone because I'm going to have to call back in as a host because we can talk. I'm on the company line right now. But, Albert, I was letting you know that on Face the Nation today, they said that it was a possibility that Jill Stein and Gary Johnson will be doing a debate with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Did you know that?
That might be a builder up. But if they do, they're not going to put it in the mainstream media.
Yeah, well, this was on ABC. It wasn't on CNN that I heard it.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, ABC is also mainstream media as well.
I know, but it's not as shishi poo poo as CNN or as, I mean, people don't turn into NBC as, and ABC as much as they used to the other ones. Can you and Don talk for a minute while I fix this problem? I have an audio problem. So why don't you guys have a conversation about, the topic is, why is it government's responsibility to instruct you on how to live your life? So just talk about something like that. 1 minute, please.
Hey, guy. How you doing? You okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was trying to, in the beginning, before the sound cut off, and I couldn't hear anything, and I got cut off. I was talking, because she started talking about the abortion, you know, the pro-life and pro-choice, and, you know, the Democrats are pro-choice, Republicans are pro-life, but all the candidates, right, just like Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Chris Christie, and everybody else, et cetera, list goes on. So all the presidential candidates, either they're pro-choice or pro-life, and nobody is down the center. Nobody, like, willing to compromise in the middle. It's like one thing or the other, you can't have both, right? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
Like, there's no candidate out there that wants to cut down the middle and wants to be like moderate towards the opinion, right? And I know, I mean, if you go one way or the other, one extreme to another extreme, you're going to have problems. Like, okay, if you go pro-choice, right? Let's just say if you know that the baby's going to be a woman or a man, right? You prefer a man, so therefore you're going to have an abortion because you didn't want a woman, you wanted a man. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that could be a problem with being having the choice to have an abortion, of course. And then pro life, you know, I mean, they have their problems too. I mean, pro life, sometimes Yeah, and you say, okay, pro-life, and, you know, you have to have the baby. But not, you can't force everybody to have the baby. If they can't find a place to go have an abortion, they'll go out and they'll do it. They'll find some other way to get an abortion. So that's, therefore, you can't force pro-life on everybody. So, you know, either or has problems, right? No side is perfect, left or right, right? But down the center, you know, there's a compromise. Let's say, okay, let me make this part up, okay? Like, say...
By the way, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let Albert finish, John, because he can only be on the line 10 more minutes.
Yeah. So I'm going to finish up real quick right now. So let's just say to get a compromise in that situation, right, I would say, like, okay, if you were raped, then you should have a choice. But if you had sex on your own free will, then you lose your choice to have an abortion. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you're having sex, you're taking the risk. And just to mention a few, if you get your tube tied, the chances of getting a baby with having a tube tied, it's a 1 to 2,000. So the chances are very limited if you have your tubes tied. So you have the responsibility to, you know, get tooth ties or, you know, and the lesser ones are, of course, are taking the pills and using the condoms. Those are not that reliable. The most reliable one is getting your tooth tied. That's like the toppest, highest reliable one you can do. Okay. If you're not going to get your tooth tied and you're going to be having sex, then you're going to have a baby. Then that's your own responsibility. But, of course, like I said, if you get raped, then you should be given the choice to be able to have an abortion because that wasn't your free choice of free will.
So are you playing the devil's advocate and saying, like, okay, let's just say you decide to get married and it takes a while to have a baby, but if you have random sex and have a baby, then you don't get a choice? Is that just like
a
theory?
I'm going kind of neutral but also compromising, so I'm not going pro-life or pro-choice. I'm, like, trying to center down the middle for me, you know?
So, so my question is, let's say a woman grew up in a middle-class family and she decided to have a child out of wedlock and the family didn't approve. So then she has to be out on her own, and then the government has to pay for her welfare for 18 years. But now with the Bill Clinton modifications, she has more requirements. She can't just sit on her butt 18 years. So because the government is subsidizing her, do you think the government should have a say in how she runs her life?
No, of course not. Not for that situation. I mean, they already do it right now. I mean, you know, it happens all the time, which you just mentioned. I mean, yeah, you know, sometimes the family kicks the woman out and she has a baby and then she, you know, and she gets government assistance for her babies and her. I mean, it happens all the time. And of course not. Not for that situation. No. Not because her family, you know, that was her choice to have it or not. The government should only step in, okay, when a person is having, like, of course, but that's...
Like if the child's being abused, that child's...
That's not about abortion or non-abortion. That's just about giving you money. I mean, if you need money, you need it, you know what I mean? There's no yes or no. I mean, you can't just starve to death, you know what I mean?
They take money away if a woman doesn't comply, but that's usually when they've been on the system a few years and then the requirements start increasing.
Yeah.
They sanction the mother if she doesn't comply with everything that needs to be done. So. Don?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you guys checked in the hotel yet?
Yeah, just now. And just kind of relaxing here in San Jose. So we're just going to chill out for the evening and enjoy the beautiful weather here right now. It's getting a little cool, but that's a good thing. It hasn't been cool here for a while, so.
Yeah, are you going to stay on? We can do like a 30-minute show tonight. We don't have to do a 60-minute show.
That's fine. No problem. Is John joining us?
I talked to him earlier today, and he said he was. And
okay.
I haven't heard from him tonight. Something must be up.
Huh.
So the reason I brought this topic up because it seems to always be a collision course in elections where moral rights collide with objectives.
Uh-huh.
And,
okay, 5 minutes.
Oh, are you preoccupied, somebody? I don't really think the government can solve everybody's problem. For example, in that Texas case where they were restricting abortions in Texas by closing clinics, and then women had to travel over 200 to 400 miles to get an abortion. I read an article about one woman who lost about a week of work, and she could barely afford her other child. So, I mean, things like that make it more complicated, where the law or the illegal enforcement of the law is actually played out and affects people's lives intimately. Now, I don't know if I'm exactly for abortion, but I do think that most women do it as a last resort. I don't think it's their first choice.
That's totally wrong. I've had 4, and it's just, you know, it's just a thing that people know is not going to work. Bringing up a child in a bad environment is probably worse than bringing up the child in many instances. I know that I was young, and, you know, it's just something that we didn't foresee the future. And it was just, if you want to call it ignorance or whatever the case may be, that's fine. But there are a lot of reasons for it. Economics is just one small one. Basically, the welfare of the potential child, and this is back in the day, this is not anything recent, but the child is utmost important in terms of rearing it. And
it's kind of phony to think of the well-being of the child when you're about to kill it. I mean, most people abort it either because the father abandons or it's just an inconvenience.
whatever they do it for, you know, not too many mothers like you stick by them for their entire growing up as a single mom. You know, you went through a lot of crap in rearing Lauren by yourself. And it's, you know, you get all the commendation in the world, but a lot of people can't foresee themselves doing that. And that's, you know, those are reasons that I think Albert was trying to figure out, but I don't know if he has an answer to it. The main thing is there's a, unfortunately or fortunately, a law that says that the parents have a right to go ahead and declare whether they're going to keep it or not, the fetus or not. So
yeah, what did you think about
the law?
Democratic National Committee when Hillary Clinton made her speech and said women's rights are human rights and human rights are women's rights? Is it really a right to have an abortion, or is it just modern science combined with rational thinking?
It is modern science combined with rational thinking. In terms of a right, the women have been trying to abort since time immemorial. So it's not necessarily that they had a right or an obligation or responsibility to carry to term. It is, you know, right now they do have a right to, or we do have a right as a parent to abort, and that's just the law right now. And I can't say that it's right or wrong per se, because there are times that I do have reservations about what happened, but I can't.
Well, how
go
about
on.
Your kids? Your kids haven't shirked their responsibility. They carried all their kids to full term.
Right, and now the kids are having problems with parents not being responsible parents, at least one of my kids, and it's a choice that they made, and it's something that we have to live with. Okay.
No, because I can't listen to this.
Okay. You don't have to talk about it if it's personal.
It's kind of personal, but
yeah.
It's nothing I can't talk about in general. Setting.
I was just using that as an example because they did follow through with having the children. You don't have to elaborate anymore.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I do want to. It does bother me as a Christian that the Conservative Party does try to project their moral agenda onto a benign government that's not supposedly the separation of church and state. For example, I may not be for homosexuality as a Baptist, but it doesn't mean that I'm against homosexuals having civil rights. So it seems like the church wants a direct representation of their ideals within every citizen of the U.S. I think one reason is they think society will go downhill if people don't subscribe to a certain set of norms. And that if people don't, then they're not following God in their eyes, and they're big sinners. Don?
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
Because Don hasn't been able to call in, I think we're going to have to keep this show short tonight. You just got to your little vacation spot, and I just got to work. So let's just do our conclusion. It's 11:24 in Minnesota. I'll do a 3-minute conclusion, and then you'll do a 1 or 2 minute conclusion. So my conclusion is this. After watching the projected mantra of both the RNC and DNC conventions, it seems like beyond the political rhetoric, there's an ideal world that both parties want to exist in which people cooperate, they get along, and that nobody would conceive of breaking the law, stretching the law, or disobeying the law. But on the other hand, on both sides, the Democrat and Republican, their visions are tainted a little. For example, like I said, Hillary Clinton said, women's rights are human rights. That I agree with that in the sense that they shouldn't be raped or they shouldn't be in a situation where a cult comes in and steals their daughters, or women don't have a choice of who they marry. But as far as an abortion, it's really a private matter between you and God, and the law protects women to have abortion, right or wrong. So with the Republicans, I see them as everybody that they don't see that fits into their party norm is a bad guy and an outsider. And I don't know how they're going to attract a certain number of people unless those people change their ideology. So my conclusion is, why is it the government's responsibility to instruct you on how to live your life? Well, as a parent, you have to give children guidelines and tell them not to break the law, unless it's civil disobedience. But if it's something like carrying a gun versus don't sleep with someone when you're in high school, all those things have heavy outcomes. So it's still an individual matter, and the government can't control everything. So what's your conclusion?
For the most part, the DNC and RNC conventions were diametrically opposed opposites. But I take umbrage to the fact that we're going to we're ideally looking for peace. We haven't had peace in forever, again. And just like abortion, people have been looking for it forever, again. And when something's 100%, you don't bet against it, as any gamesman knows. So we're not going to achieve any kind of peace and harmony and love, universal love, So let's get that out of our heads and try to do the best we can morally, as moral as we possibly can. And that's our base. That's what we can hope for. That's what we can strive for, is to do the best we can. We've got, you know, this going in. So we have an opportunity to do whatever we need to do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say one more comment, then I'm going to play a song of John's, and then you can hang up. I'm going to try to get a hold of John just to see if he could call in. But other than that, maybe next week you'll be in a better boat and you'll be able to talk the full hour. But thank you for your dedication. We had about 114 listens since Tuesday. So so thank you for joining us. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. Hello, folks. Well, tonight was kind of an off-center night because I really think when it comes deep down to it, that people are confused really about, they want to follow the social norms and say it's okay to do certain things, but really premarital sex is wrong. Homosexuality is technically wrong according to the Bible in Romans. And people are in pursuit of their own pleasures. That's not to say that an alcoholic is no better than a gambler or someone who steals or someone who's dishonest with their spouse. Everybody's a sinner. But the government is rather benign in the sense that it should protect human rights and people from harming each other, whether it's a family member or someone at school or a spouse, coworker who's harassing somebody. The government has to be benign at a certain level. But people have to watch when they're being intrusive on other people's rights and values because they may not reflect your own. So with that, I'm playing one more song of John's, and then I'm going to end the show. Couldn't make it tonight, and I have to leave. So thank you for listening to our brief show of 35 minutes. Next week, in the midweek show, we'll have something good for you. God bless America.